This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama has officially signed the fiscal cliff deal into law, which means, among other things, that jobless benefits will be extended and tax rates will go up for the wealthiest Americans, which is not the same thing as saying the wealthiest Americans will actually pay higher taxes, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
There are perhaps three certainties in life: death, taxes, and people trying to get out of paying taxes.
There's an unending drive for tax loopholes.
And higher taxes will increase that drive, says Bill Frenzel, a tax policy expert at the Brookings Institution.
Most of the loopholes have very aggressive lobbying programs.
And not very aggressive regulation, says David K. Johnston, a professor at Syracuse University.
Your chances of being prosecuted are about the same as winning the Mega Millions jackpot. So this encourages people playing games with the tax system.
For companies, new legislation made the loophole situation even worse, says Johnston.
In fact, it added some additional favors.
For things like motor car raceways and green energy. Johnston says tax loopholes for individuals and corporations cost the U.S. government trillions of dollars a year. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.